The historic United States 2016 presidential election brought with it a new age of hatred for the media. While journalists, reporters, and other brands of community watchdogs have been revered and reviled since their inception, the election of Donald Trump as the United States president reignited still-burning embers of loathing for the press. Claims that journalists are liars, that the media is spreading falsities in order to further some kind of hidden agenda, and a general distrust of the practices of the press is nothing new to American society. Ronald Reagan hated the press, going as far as having U.S. Navy officers shoot at boats carrying journalists after the attack launch on Grenada in 1983, and especially after the Watergate scandal viewed most media organizations as hostile toward him and the presidency. Most government officials also have tumultuous relationships with the media, as members of the media have the power to bring sensitive and oftentimes negative information to light about the practices of said officials. To achieve a better understanding of the topic of fake news and why we as a society need journalists, I spoke with Dr. Yu Lee, an assistant professor of journalism at Eastern Michigan University.
There are several layers of a good or quality journalist could be. Like the bottom layer would be definitely, you know, gather the facts, verify the facts, do solid research, writing well, free of grammar error, but those are the technical points. And I feel like a lot of journalists would have to do those. But so often nowadays, we forget that. We forget that we have to verify the facts or the information before we publish them out. We forget that we have to make sense of the information we produce before we push them out. We forget that we have to draw contacts and connections before we push them out to the readers. Because the industry has changed so much. We have faced uncertainty from technology, from financial pressures, and also from competitors, not necessarily from the industry. Now journalism is competing with Facebook, for example, the tech giants, or competing with amateur journalists, or competing with automations like AIs. And speed, efficiency have taken so much weight on our profession, and hence people often try to excel in speed and productivity and efficiency over quality. I think the bottom line is still that journalism, no matter what you're gonna do about this profession, no matter what kind of background you have to remember who are you serving for. You're serving for the public.
Dr. Lee spoke about the importance of journalism and journalists, as well as why more people are interested in becoming journalists, despite the distrust the general public has for the media. She has hope, even in a time like this, that trust can and will be rebuilt for journalism.
I think on the one side, the public want, like, it's human nature that we want something now. But on the other hand, we also want something real and truthful and authentic and verifiable. And hence, it is very rare to have both in one place. And that's why we have very, very few established news brands around the globe who actually can do that. I also see a kind of a trend for the public to sway away from the news, you know, because of the depressing nature of news in this country. Right. And we have seen low media trust, on top of that natural kind of tendency to avoid anything that's dramatic, conflict, or, you know, bad. Normally, I would say, like, people who have a journalism degree would go into journalism profession, and very rarely we have people from the computer science, from engineering, who are going to contribute to journalism. Now, because of those challenges, we open the door, like the whole industry kind of open the door and create tons of new opportunities for those people. We hire programmers, we have computer scientists who do the data mining for us, who are going to do the visualization for us, who are going to do the data analysis for us. And as a result, we have more fascinating presentation of information nowadays. And I think the fast pace of journalism has produced some problems like fake news. And then on the other hand, programmers come up with automated fact-checking and verification system that respond to the phenomenon. And then they develop automation, automated journalism, who can cover a single case, but when the case is really complicated and deserve attention, then they're going to use human source. So I think the technical issues or challenges produce opportunities for other people to be involved in journalism. And I think that's very exciting, because we never had those opportunities before. We never have those forms of journalism before. Right. And now we have more job titles, right? Social media in the past was just Facebook sharing, you know, news with friends. And now we have, you know, social media journalists. We have audience analytics for those social media platforms. And we have verification tools to verify or to get alert from social media sites related to breaking news. And personally, I feel very optimistic because every industry has problems. But the problems that we have, and go back to your question, what's going to keep 21st century journalists or, you know, students being interested in a journalist is first, unprecedented journalist opportunities.
If you had to kind of sum it up, why do we need journalists?
We need journalists to make analysis for us, to make sense of the world. We need journalists to still deliver authentic, truthful, verified information for us, especially in this very confusing and chaotic world. And we need journalists to make connections among those like dots information, among the bits of information we see from here and there without really making a clue. And I think we need journalists to bring our hope, like bring us hope, because truly without journalists, people don't know about them. We still need professionally trained people to bring the hidden facts to the light and inform people.
The best journalists are unbiased, impartial, knowledgeable, and are always seeking out new information. The best news consumers are those who do their own research when an article seems flawed and opt to share the correct information once it's been found. Fake news is everywhere, but it is only an issue when we lose faith and trust in the journalists, ensuring that our communities are well-informed and are able to make a difference. Support your local paper. Read articles and not just the headlines. And remember, the press is not the enemy.